This is Gaza Corner, featuring news and analysis from the Middle East and beyond, often ignored by the mainstream media. The views and opinions expressed on Gaza Corner are those of me, Dori Stein, and our guests, and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of KALW Public Media. For this segment, Gaza Corner shifts to Ukraine, where the devastation of war is threatening its cultural heritage, including its music industry. Singer and music therapist Valentina Levchenko lives in Kyiv and uses music as a healing tool, working with traumatized children and soldiers. That is Valentina Levchenko singing Koliskova, a lullaby from eastern Ukraine. What is it like, because we really as listeners in the United States don't know, what is it like for you to be living in Kyiv right now?
Yeah, we were talking that in my age, I am somehow going on more funerals than birthdays, because almost every week somebody I know or personally or friends of my friends got killed at the front lines.
Valentina began bringing traditional Ukrainian music and improvisation to support her community, and her work resonated.
At this point, I am working with our military forces, helping them to develop some programs and facilitating, which helps with rehabilitation of our defenders. I also started to teach other teachers how to use this music facilitation tools, how to use traditional music, traditional songs, because sometimes teachers have 2-3 minutes to run to shelters with kids to continue lessons. So we are giving them instruments, how to work through music, with stress relief, with cortisol, with helping actually person to feel safe, at least for some time. And this is what makes our work quite specific, because most of the studies that we know now about trauma-informed music therapy is about person who is not staying in trauma, but survive the trauma. And I'm dealing with people who are staying in active trauma and will continue staying in trauma, and we don't know for how long.
Using music as a way to cope with the ongoing trauma of the war began with a project inspired by her grandmother.
Yeah, it was the beginning of the full-scale invasion, and I was looking into some lullabies from birthplace of my grandmother who raised me and who already survived the Second World War and then occupation and then all stuff what was happening in during Soviet Union, and then now she was dealing with the war again. And I started to think about all my friends who were actual refugees at that point. Then I understand that word refugee was really kind of traumatic for me and labeling my friends. And so I put together 22 stories of people who've been, of women who've been in occupation, who lost their husbands, who had to drive for 22 days without stopping, who had walk for, like, sometimes for days in order to leave, to save the space. I also want to just add a couple of words that we're working a lot with the theme of kids, because at this point, not many people have this in their attention system, that we have at least 30,000 documented cases of kidnapping kids from occupying territories. And we're suggesting that there is more than 200,000, 300,000 of these cases. And kids are kidnapped from occupying territories, from their families, and they're raised in some kind of camps, changing their identities, it's not possible for them to speak Ukrainian or to have any contact with this family.
That was singer Valentina Levchenko speaking about her work as a music therapist in Ukraine. You can learn more about her and hear a longer version of that interview at the Gaza Corner Archive at tangents.com. Gaza Corner airs Tuesdays on Morning Edition and All Things Considered, and a 30-minute version at 11 p.m. Saturday nights during Tangents. Feedback is welcome at Dore, that's D-O-R-E, at gazacorner.org. I'm Dore Stein.